When Robert Birch was a kid, he didn't idolize the cowboys on TV.
When I grew up in the 60s, all the cowboys on televisions were killing a Native American, and there were no black cowboys and no Mexican cowboys. And so my idea of a pioneer was not a positive thing.
Birch is a historian, so when he moved to Utah 10 years ago, he started researching more about the state's history. He realized that maybe the Western pioneers did not look so different from him.
We have to realize that it was not just Europeans who were helping blazing these trails. There were African Americans, and there were a lot of them. But I like to talk about James Beckwith because he is so influential in Utah.
James Beckwith was one of the early black pioneers in the West that we know the most about. He was a mixed-race man born into slavery. When he was freed by his father, who was his slave master, he traveled west in the early 1800s and earned a name for himself. He cleared a permanent trail across states for travelers, now called the Beckwith Pass. He was also a well-known fur trapper, keeping his furs in caches during the winter to sell in the spring.
The county was really named after his fur trapping and his work so long in Cache County. And it was because of him that county was named Cache County.
There were other black pioneers crossing paths with Beckwith. The West was a place in which migrants of every background came to explore.
There was such a mix of people, such a mix of ethnicity out West. And so they just literally just had more freedom of movement. They dealt with less prejudice because they needed each other and they worked with each other. And they understood that that part of the world was different from being out East.
When Brigham Young's party came in 1847, the group included free black people and slaves who were members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The Mormon settlers, however, were just the beginning of a greater migration of Americans to the West.
That's when you get the movement of people from New York, people from Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia who were bringing out slaves. And so that freedom for them slowly dies away because slavery was changing Utah.
When slavery in Utah was legalized in 1852, many black pioneers left to settle in other areas across the country where they could be free. Now Birch knows how important black migrants were in the American pioneering era. But just like the cowboys on TV, that doesn't mean they were always the heroes.
And I think that's part of the struggle with African Americans having dealt with slavery for 250 some odd years. How do we deal with the narrative of the destruction of the Native American people and the lands? Because literally 80% of the Native Americans here were wiped out. So how do we deal with that narrative of being oppressed by the Europeans, but also helping the Europeans destroy and oppress other people?
Birch doesn't really celebrate Pioneer Day or see it as a positive thing, but he doesn't hate cowboys anymore. Now, from his study of Utah history, he knows that a third of cowboys in the West were black. They just weren't on TV. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Jackie Harris.